Is that you, Ty?
Yeah.
Great. No, yeah. Not an I and not to instructors or the adults. You can say yes or yes, Baba. You say yeah to your peers, okay? Now, sometimes this thing gets cut off, so you may not have said yeah. That's what I may have heard. Okay, so if you didn't say yeah, then I'll take that. All right, so let's. We got some exciting things to do. Let me make a transition between what we're dealing with this morning. If you didn't hear me say it before, an economic conundrum, part of what happened in to move us from our natural activity. Our natural activity was and is to support each other. Our natural actions are to create businesses to serve our community and the world, and that's what we were doing. And the question was, why don't we do as much of what we naturally did and we naturally do that is natural for us? Why aren't we doing as much of that today as we need and as all of us would like for us to do? And the answer is three things. Brutality. What's the next one?
Manipulation.
No, not next. Brutality.
Coercion.
Thank you very much. And then manipulation. What was the conflict that was going on, and the communication in that conflict was manipulation. We were operating in the interest of the oppressor, though not intending to or wanting to. The oppressor wasn't present, didn't have a gun to our heads, didn't threaten us to lose our jobs or scholarships or anything. We've taken their way as competent and legitimate, and we copied their way of communicating with each other. So that's an example of manipulation. I expect for you to have it and be able to articulate it. If I ask you on a future test, give me an example of manipulation or the results of manipulation. So it's not just obey your thirst. Okay? So you're able to go from something as broad as obey your thirst as a strategy of manipulation to communication. How our communication has been directed. Annie or Debbie?
Annie.
All right. What does that got to do with the economy? Everything. Economy is based on trust. You spend your dollars with people you trust. If in your handling conflicts, which are a natural part of life, you end up hurting each other, then distrust is almost impossible. And then you don't have to worry about another Rosewood. You don't have to worry about another Tulsa. You don't have to worry about Hayti or Sweet Auburn or many other ones that we haven't talked about. Because at the core of our relationships is injuring each other the way white people would, and creating distrust among us. And I want you to understand that ain't just dumb Negroes out there that do that. I ain't talking about them dumb black people, which of course I would never say. That's us. That's manipulation. All right. Now let's turn our attention to your writing. I've been able to give feedback to everyone except for Nadir in specific red ink. And I apologize, Nadir. I was working on your and Yamazin's yesterday, and I got this email about the situation that we were dealing with. So I will jump on that tonight so that you'll have tomorrow, and then when you come back Wednesday, we can talk specifically about yours. In the meantime, there will be some things you can learn, I do believe, from us reviewing others' papers. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right. So, Ali, Farasha, Kadira, Jabari. Let's talk about, put your links in. And you can put your link in too as well to Nadir. Put your link to your paper in and to my edits. Jabari, what I sent you in your email is also on your page. Jabari, did you study what I sent you yesterday?
Yes, I wrote my response to your notes. And I may start it with the grammar errors, and I'm going to do more research to rewrite it.
All righty. Thank you. Medasi P. Just a second. After Baba Sean has had technical difficulty.
Hey, wake up.
So I got to go to there. Okay. Yep. I'll be right back while you put your links in. Send them as a private message to me so that I'll get them even when I'm not out. To me, and that means that I'll still have them in my list. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, wake up. Channel switched.
Hello, class.
Hey, wake up.
Baba Sean is having some difficulty with his computer. Let's see here. So I apologize that he is not here. He did make that call in and is trying to resolve his situation. So here's what I want you to do.
User in your channel timed
until
out.
He comes in, if he's able to resolve it. Would you use this as self-directed time, particularly directed on your first and foremost your agent, your Kemet, Upwad Kemet work, and if you're up on that, then you can use it as self-directed time. But now, if it's self-directed time, but stay here, don't go out of the room, and don't go away. Go to your page, self-directed page. And you know the drill. Articulate what you're going to be working on.
Excuse me, Bellacessa?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you talking about? I had to talk to my dad for a second.
Okay. Well, when you're not here, you want to put the away button by your name. What I'm talking about is Baba Sean called. He's having some computer difficulty. So he's not in, and he's working on that. Until he gets here in, and he may get in before the class is over, or he may not. I want you to use this as a self-directed study period, focusing first on any unfinished work with this class, Upwat Kemet. If you are current on that and don't need to study it or repeat it or complete some work, then you can use it for other studies. The key is that you and others, whenever it's a self-directed study, you go to the wiki page and you indicate what you're spending the time on and your success or results of your what you did. Okay?
Okay.
Does everybody understand? Abana, are you hearing?
Abana.
Okay. Taylor, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, when you're here, you'll need to remember to remove the away button by your name, okay? So I look forward to seeing. I'll check in with you by the end of class, and I'll be looking, asking for your links to see what you accomplish this time. And I apologize, and so does he. He's working on it. He really is excited about this class. I hope you also are enjoying him. All right? Take care.
Channel switched.
Just one more second.
Microphone muted.
Your mic's muted.
Microphone activated.
All right, I apologize for that second. It was Yamazin's father's talking about her computer situation, so I needed to take it. Okay, so I have Kadira's links. I have Ali's. I have Jabari. I don't see the link. Your link, please, sir, to your right.
Oh, I put it in. I'll put it in again.
Okay. Huh. Okay, thank you. And you might as well go ahead and put yours there, Nadir, as well. Okay. So, let's see. We can go through this. Kadir, your link is first. Let's click on there. Tell me, what are your takeaways? Now, y'all also were assigned to read each other's essay and leave comments. So, as I scroll down, I don't know why that happened, that those words that I wrote are so big. That was not how I intended it there.
I can make it smaller.
No. Oh, no. This is her page. I'm on Kadira's page.
Okay. Oh, it happened on mine, too.
Oh, I don't know what happened with that. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to shout at you.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So anyway, I'm not trying to shout at you. Okay, so apologize.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, all right, so I'm on your page. I scroll down, and I see that Farasha has commented. I don't see your comments, Ali. I don't see your comments, Kadira. It wouldn't be Kadira's comments. The other, Ty, I don't see your comments. Ty, are you on a computer?
Yes.
Do you see, have you clicked on the links, and are you on Kadira's page?
Yes, I am.
Your job was to read her essay and to respond. Your job is also to write one. Have you written one?
No, I didn't.
All right. So you got to write one. And you can get with her to find out if you don't know what to write it about. And anytime you lose connection, class, or whatever, your job is to call your classmates and get a sense from them. Yes, she is choppy, which I hunch is a connection issue. What you were supposed to do. Now, let me just tell you, Ty, Yamazin has not been in class, but she gets with her classmates and turns in assignments. Okay? So, that's what you got to do. All right, so Nadir and Kadira and Ty, I expect comments. That's a first thing that I noticed that you did not do. Okay, now Kadira, what are you taking away? What are some things from my comments that you think are important to you, that you agree with, or that you disagree with. Take us right to them. That is, what did you think is good or important that you learned from my feedback? What do you disagree with my feedback? What are you going to do differently? I'll type those three things in the text chat.
Okay. Well, some of your edits, I did agree with them. Like, one edit I didn't know was when I said that it was run by mostly white. You corrected me saying blacks, but I didn't know because the website that I read said it was run by mostly white.
You only use one source, one website?
Honest.
Don't do that again. That's not good research.
Okay.
That's fine for elementary school. You ain't in elementary school anymore. You want to make sure that you look at stuff from different perspectives. And see if it's corroborated. Corroborate means it's confirmed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I want you to do is not to look at different sources. I think I gave you a link that may indicate that. All right. So what do you disagree with?
A part that I kind of disagreed with was when you said this isn't true. Black people today will come together to build many things. Can you name them in your community, your nation, in the world? I just kind of disagree with that because, from what I see, when black people, they come together when there's something happening to other, but don't stick together and not complete whatever it was.
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm glad. I appreciate that. One of the reasons that you don't know about that, those times, is because writers don't write about those times.
Right.
It's not that they don't happen. They happen every day. Every single day. In your city and in cities around the country and states around the country. Every day. But white writers and black writers trained or socialized by white writers, or that's whether that writing turns up into social media or turns up into other kinds of media, that we every day are sticking together, are starting new businesses, are supporting those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that that's not your experience. That's not what you see. And the key is you have to look for those. When I go to a new city or town as I travel, I always assume that black people are doing some great things. And so I start looking for it. What happens if I start to assume in a new city that ain't no black folks doing nothing here? I don't see them. I've been here 2 days.
Then you're,
not going to have any trust. Well, not trust, but you don't believe that they're doing anything.
So if I don't believe it, then what? You're near dear?
Then you'll be less excited to be in the city and won't trust. Yeah, you won't. Well, I was kind of saying what Kadir said, but trust the African people that are already there. And you won't find the things that you want to see, or supposedly want to see.
Absolutely. Both of you are absolutely right. And the last thing that you said is so critical. I won't see it even if it's right under my nose. I won't go looking for it. If it passes me, I won't see it. type this in the text chat. The brain sees. Your eyes just let in light to be registered on the brain. The brain sees. Your eyes let in light to be registered on the brain. And what that means is your eyes don't see. Your brain sees. Okay, so the last thing that you have, the last question, Kadir, and I really like what you said, like what you disagree with, like what you agree with. I mean, I want to make it comfortable for you to disagree. Would you tell me what have you decided of the comments, just some of the things you're going to do differently?
Okay, well, I'm going to add more emotion and make it less plain, and going to read over your comments again and change up what I need to change up.
Okay, and some questions there are for our continued discussion. But please revise them, and also where I ask you questions like, where did you learn this? I expect you to not answer those in your paper. And
user in your channel timed out.
In response, you know, in a at the end of the paper or something like that, or at the end of this sheet, you don't have to put those as a part of the edits. All right, great.
User entered your channel.
We'll keep working on these. I look forward to your changes in it. All right, next one in the text chat. Thank you, Kadira. Is Alan.
Mo.
Thank you. Mo.
Mo.
All right, because we're all learning from your Ali, I'm on your page. Please, everybody, click Ali's page. And let's go down to the bottom and let me see.
I kind of I did something that wasn't smart. I deleted all of your edits because I had edited the part already, but I should have kept them because then I could just read it to you.
Yeah. Now, the reason, notice, I don't mess with your original.
Right.
And so why did you delete the edits?
Because we had already talked about it privately, so I don't know.
I don't get that. It's just because we talked about it. Help me out with that.
I didn't think I needed them.
You didn't think you needed them? Did you make all of the corrections?
Yes, that's why I deleted them.
I see. It's what you didn't leave is for me to be able to see how you made them or not. It's one of the reasons I don't mess with your original, because if I do that, you may not remember exactly how you said it, right?
Right.
Just 1 second. So while I'm looking, doing what I'm doing, please answer the three questions.
I agree with the grammar corrections. I really need to do a thorough search when I correct my papers or essays. I disagreed with what you said about the KKK being there and with their white robes, because that's how I was telling my audience that it wasn't us turning against each other. It was the white people's jealousy of what they were doing. But
I see.
So you're contending that the KKK was there in white robes?
No, I corrected it.
Well, you just said you disagreed with my saying that, unless I'm mistaken, this wasn't Klan in uniform. It was white men with guns fully deputized to shoot and kill us. You're saying you disagree with that?
No, that's how I was going to finish my sentence.
That's how you wanted it? Help me out. I'm just trying to understand you. I'm just saying, what part of it that you disagree with? That is, you want to portray Klan in uniform, even though there were no Klan in uniform. Is that what you're saying?
No, I was saying that with our conversation before, I was disagreeing with you said about the white robe being there, but then I did my research and I went back and watched the video and I corrected it. And I said white people with guns and airplanes and things.
Okay. Okay, I understand now. So you were saying that's something that you had disagreed with.
Right.
Okay, so now what is it that you disagree with now?
Nothing.
Do you have it?
Okay. All right. Just a minute. I've recovered them from older versions. All right, so if you refresh your page, Allie, you will see my edits. So what is it that you intend to do differently?
I will double-check grammar, and I will add more details to my story and explain more so my audience can understand where I'm coming from.
Sounds quite general. Okay, I got it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Anything that you learned about your writing? Or learned about yourself as a writer?
I write basic.
I don't understand what that is. What do you mean I write basic? What do you mean?
I don't write with a lot of details, and I can see how some people might be confused when reading.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Medase Mo. Jabari, you too good to give a mo?
Mo.
Y'all, that's what we do here, and to support each other. Jabari, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear what I said before?
Yes.
You didn't answer.
I'm sorry, I was,
You were what?
I wasn't entirely listening at the time.
Well, you know, that's a diss to us, right?
I apologize.
Yeah, you know. You do that so quickly. And you still keep on doing it. See, that you don't attend to what Allie is saying. It's She's not important. Her lessons are not important. And you can't even find whether her lessons apply to you or not. Because that's how we go over. You're not just learning from your errors or mistakes or work. You're learning from others.
And oh, yeah, I heard.
When you don't pay attention to it all.
I heard what she said. I just didn't hear what you said.
Oh, okay. So I'm not important. Okay. Who's next on the list? Jabari? As I'm looking in the links in the text chat, there was Kadira, Alice, Kadira's again, Jabari. All right, Jabari. Yuck, green.
You got someone that gets green?
Yes. I know, I love green. It's just it's hard to see on my screen. Maybe yours is wonderful. Okay.
But no, yeah, I have. Oh, okay. I have HD, so I can see all of it.
Oh, well, wonderful.
It's up for me.
It's up for me too. All right, Jabari. If y'all scroll down, you'll see edits.
I'm looking.
Very good. So now, Jabari. What are your takeaways? The same three questions, to you.
User in your channel, timed out.
Please answer or respond.
Okay, well, I agree with a lot of your choices of changing words, and I also learned that I shouldn't be repetitive in some places, unless it's like a literary thing. I forget there's a term for that, though, but anyway, number two is, what did I disagree with? I agreed with the how the dialogue was strained.
User entered your channel.
I disagreed with it in a sense that a lot of people liked it. I agree with it I know that makes sense. That makes no sense.
No, if you disagree, it's okay. I'm not, whatever, but you disagree with it because a lot of people liked it.
Okay, well, I guess in that case, never mind.
No, go ahead, be specific. So other people liked it, so that's why you disagreed?
Yes, because...
So if other people would have not liked it, you would have went along with it, with what I said.
Okay, basically what I was saying was, I guess I got different feedback, so I disagreed. But, I mean, I guess all feedback is worth listening to, so it doesn't matter.
No, still, but so I don't care what feedback you got. The key is, if you disagree, then that means you have something to base it on in your own writing. So what particular part are you disagreeing with? What particular criticism, option, lines, what of what I said are you disagreeing?
Let me go back and find it. Here's something I disagree with. I disagreed with the part about the, you know, the beginning, middle, and the end, because I chose to make it very lacking in that type of structure for a reason.
Well, what was the assignment?
The assignment was to create a story that is related to what we have studied about our districts, our individual districts, but as a whole at the same time.
And so so in your story, you get to the beginning of how much of, if somebody, the question I asked you and others as well, so if I don't know Rosewood, I don't know Hayti, I don't know Tulsa or Auburn, Sweet Auburn, I don't know this period of black prowess, economic prowess and and also fight back and whatever. How much of what I glean from your story?
Oh, no, I agree. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just saying I agree with the fact that it was lacking in certain facts and that I based my story on. I'm just saying I don't agree with the part about how there was no structured beginning, middle, or end. That's true. I just chose that for a reason.
Okay. Well, what I mean by that is not generically. That is, I'm talking about in terms of the assignment to tell the parts of the story that would be based on your research. So you began in detail, which cool, with here is, you know, a brother and a sister, and they're trying to get to school, and then we got to the beginning of the story of a fight. But that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Not of what you have is not a beginning, middle, end. I'm talking about the assignment was to somehow portray that. Now, how much detail or not, you chose to put more detail in their relationship and seeing them, and not put your time into also portraying the story. So if I read that, I get, you know, that I know, you know, these, you know, kids. And it's their struggle to get to town, and that it was dangerous for him to leave her, and how much he cared about. And that's cool. I get them. I don't get much else.
Right, okay.
So that's what I meant by there's a beginning. No middle or end to the story, to that part. So wow, there's smoke. So they coming in and, you know, starting coughing because, you know, there's smoke. Well, yeah. And therefore what? And what are they gonna do? And how they gonna resolve it? And whatever. So I mean, there is none.
All right, I see what you're saying.
All right. So what did you learn about this?
What do you mean this?
What did you learn about from this feedback? If anything, it could be nothing. Or what are you taking away? What are you thinking about doing differently or decided to do differently?
The main thing would be that when I'm writing fiction about history, there's got to be a foundation, and then I can get creative, and then I can take it and do what I want to do with it after I have that foundation.
Excellent. Excellent. And this was to be founded on research that you had done and discussions in class, you know. That's what it was based on. As well as your emotion that we talked about in class, as well as some of the questions and the creations that you'd created based on when we were priming the pump, as I like to call it. All right. Medasi. Mo!
Thank you.
All
right, Farasha. Farasha, any particular reason you didn't add your moat to the conversation?
There was a lot of noise in the background.
So?
Moat.
The impact of your denying us your voice is that we're not worthy of it. I don't want to keep calling you and Jabari out for it. It needs to be volunteered. It's just our culture. It's how we do it here. All right, you got the three questions in front of you. Everybody on her page, scroll down to Bob Wirkessa's edits. All right, my dear, go for it.
I'm getting there.
Okay, so what did I learn or agree with? Okay, so I agree with, the use of language for the time period in the second paragraph. You said uptight wouldn't be, it might not have been used back then, and I agree with that, because I was trying hard to put myself in that time period and make things as realistic as possible. I need to type slower. I learned that I need to type slower when dealing, when writing, because I might skip a word or something in a sentence, or I might not be grammatically correct at times. The dialogue that, the first dialogue with Jimmy and his friends about Dick Taylor and Sarah Page, you said I should put different punctuation and say it differently. Okay, and then what was the second question?
What do you disagree with?
Okay, so I disagree with in one part you said that where is it? You were saying something about...
Take us to it.
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, well, you just say it, then I'll find it directly.
Okay, well, you were saying that this comment was sexist, or it was a stereotype. I'm trying to find it. Oh, my goodness. And I really, really disagreed with that, because...
Well, then, let's... Okay.
It is, okay.
All right.
So, she threw up.
In your scene... Just to bring everybody in the scene.
So.
Describe the scene.
Okay, so in the scene. Mm-hmm. In the scene, she's just been reunited with her father the night after. Well, the morning of the quote-unquote race riot or the massacre. And her father is really bruised. And like his face, one side of his face is really, really swollen. And they're in the basement of a courthouse, I believe. Yeah, they're in the basement of a courthouse. And there's a whole bunch of crazy stuff. You know, there's a lot of injured people. There's a dead baby somewhere. Yeah, so that's up. And she threw up because her father's face was very, very mutilated. Like, it was very, very injured. And... You said you didn't believe it. I don't believe you would vomit at that moment. Can you show femininity without her becoming a damsel in distress? That's not the image I was portraying. I was portraying her father's face being so disfigured, and like the act of somebody doing that to her father was so horrid that she couldn't take it. And it was sickening. Like, I'm not a person that throws up at certain things, but...
Well, I hear you. I hear you, what you're saying, and I want you to check out, because I think this is a major influence of Hollywood on your writing of this character, and that in another piece. It's okay. I mean, you can disagree, but in order to be in a place of vomiting when you look at your father as being whatever, okay, just really think about it. So let's say you came home and your mother had been in a terrible accident, and you got there, and your mother's face is disfigured, right? Let's right now. So you're in an accident. Your mother's in an accident. You find out about it. You get there, and she's on the side of the road. You know, the ambulance is there, and she turns over, and half her face is disfigured. you would vomit?
I wouldn't personally, because that's not the type of person that I am.
I see. Good. So now the portrayal of this woman here in 1921 in Jim Crow is this woman is being portrayed as someone who wouldn't have the same kind of response that you would have. What would you do if it were your mother in that situation like that I just described? And would you vomit? What would you do instead of vomiting?
I would have cried.
Okay. Would you go to her? Would you hug her?
Yes.
You know. And what makes you believe that this black woman would be so revulsed as opposed to connected that she would vomit?
Okay, the description of... where is the description? Okay. One second. Okay, the left side of my father's face is swollen.
It doesn't matter how big it is. I'm asking you, my question to you is not connected to the description. My connection to you, because you could have your mother right now looking the same way you described the person. The question is, what made you portray the character as a black woman who would be revulsed to the point of vomiting as opposed to connected? Do you understand? When somebody that you love is brutalized, your love and connection to them trumps your being revulsed. That's my opinion. Now you can disagree, but what you portray is disconnection. If it's your child, your mom, your dad, you're gonna be like, "Oh, that's so terrible." Really? As opposed to dad, it takes a level of disconnection to vomit, as opposed to run toward it. And that's what you show. And the vomiting shows this sense of, oh, I can't take this. This is just too much. The revulsion is too much. It's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, who is, what is this child? Just going to abandon the connection to their dad to vomit in her boyfriend's dad's lap upon seeing her own father being bent out of shape. The characterization of this woman as that woman that was so disconnected and concerned about her propriety as opposed to connected is sexist.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I totally agree with your versus connection paradigm. I just don't understand entirely how this is being made sexist.
Good. Very good. So are you asking for that information?
Yes, I'm asking for an in-depth description of it. Like, I don't understand it entirely.
Wonderful. Picture of a, like, okay, let's go to right now. Farasha, you said you're not that kind of person right now. So how would you describe yourself as a woman such that if this happened now, you would not be vomiting? You would be caring and angry or whatever. What kind of woman would you describe yourself as that you would respond like that?
Hardcore-ish. Like, I don't have a weak stomach.
Okay.
And, like, I'd just be more angry than upset.
Uh-huh. So women, to your point, Jabari, are not supposed to be strong. Women are supposed to have weak stomachs. women are supposed to be weak, and not being able to take the hard realities of life. And they are that way so that we men can have somebody to rescue. So, this woman could have as easily been portrayed as caring and tender and strong. Instead, she was not hardcore. She was not, you know, and the situation was such that she didn't respond to it in a way that would be appropriate for the level of connection and the time. It really is almost, I start thinking, is this a southern, white southern belle here? So I hope you get that the portrayal, the stereotype is that women were to have, that's right, the reason you can't have women in charge of things, because they may just get upset and vomit when things get tough. That's why you can't have them be a pilots and fly a plane, because they'll just get upset and, oh, excuse me, I can't handle it. Yes, Ty. Do you get it, Jabari?
I get it now.
So a portrayal, and the key is, Farasha, as I said, you don't have her switch. You have her stay in this place, and you don't have her switch in response to the actual environment. So you're a person, you know, is like, yo, I'm tender, I'm whatever, and at the same time, when situations change, I maintain that all the way through that other space. You know, it's similar if it were men and you would like men aren't supposed to feel scared or get upset, get upset. We're clear headed through all the stuff. All right, so I got that you disagree, that you thought that. And I mean, you portrayed the character well. It's just that you portrayed her right into a stereotype. Okay.
Excuse me. Oof. Ew. So after I heard what you said, I started to rethink it because I didn't realize how badly it was portrayed as a stereotype, and because I wanted it to be hurt for her father as well as revolts and like just feeling his pain, and later on, like in the next paragraph or two, I tried to make it seem like that, because I think she said after she described her father's face, she said, "I didn't even ask what happened because I couldn't handle the pain of it." Because I guess I don't.
Well, that's actually, you're continuing it. You're continuing. Like, I couldn't handle the pain. Are you kidding? This is your father? You know what I'm saying? That is, part of what I want you to check out is how much your view of a black woman. You know, it's like, oh, if they're not hardcore, they're like this. Well, I think you're hardcore. I also think you're softcore. See, as opposed to this is a person. It's like, yo, I think in the situations you would also like respond like tenderly and crying and whatever. You know, I don't think every situation you're going to be like, come on, let's get it now. stereotypical if you take it the other way. So a black woman is hardcore. It's hardcore. Hardcore. She's not sensitive. The sensitive mean inept. The sensitive mean I can't cope. So there are other ways to express her connection. You literally disconnect her from my dad.
Abu Kessa.
Yes.
Okay. I think you kind of took what I said wrong. It wasn't that she was... I was trying to make it seem like it was too...
Yes, it was too much.
Yes.
Yes, but exactly. What I'm saying is you can... You see, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was... I wanted it to be too much, but like... This because somebody could do this to her father. I wanted it to be. She couldn't handle it.
You're saying, you keep saying the same thing. It was too much. She couldn't handle it. You said yourself you would have her be. I'm pissed. See, again, it's too much for her. You could say the horrible that you connect her to it, and dealing with it. And like when it's done, as you walk away, as you whatever, because typically in a situation like this, I mean, let's say you're in a car accident, you know, and the car turns over, and God Almighty, here's something, you know, you grab the children, you handle the situation, and then in your reflection, it's like, wow, how could somebody do such a thing? But you've already handled it, and you're pondering it, and you're not saying it's too much. It was like you handled it. So I hear, but every time you explain, you keep saying the same words, as opposed to describing it as too much. Describing the horror of it, for example, you describe it. You want us to get the horror of it by showing how little she can handle it. Anyway, that's my interpretation. Yours may be different. It's cool. I'm glad I hear that you disagree. It's cool. My job is to have you see some things. You're upset and angry?
No, this is the character.
Okay, good. I'm just checking. All right, so I already know that's bad, but I don't need to know the actual details or the hardness. That's fine, honey. You know, you got it. You might look at this. Other ways to express to your, communicate to your audience, because what you're doing is you're communicating to your audience how bad it is by how little she can handle it, and there are other options for doing that. That's all I'm saying. I just want you to be aware that everything you've said in your succeeding paragraphs and whatever has the audience try to get how bad it is by how she couldn't handle it. Okay, and I got your writing objective, and I got that's what you disagree with. All right, third question: anything you going to do differently?
I'm changing that whole part.
Okay.
Gosh, what was I about to say? I forgot what I was about to say, but think, yeah, I have to portray her differently because I want to get my point across, and I just feel like it's not being understood.
Well, that's
classmates don't see it the way I'm seeing it as well.
Well, Farasha, part of what I want you to be aware of is you're writing to an audience, okay, and if I write something and the audience doesn't understand me, I can say, y'all, it's y'all fault. Y'all ain't getting it. Or I can say, okay, they're not getting what I mean by it. And so how can I write it so that they get what I mean? So I take the feedback to then say what adjustments I can make. If what I'm saying and I write and I get that people, I get feedback and I like, oh, wow, you took it like that? Let me see how I can change that, because that's not how I intended the character to come across, or that's not the meaning that I intended to convey. So, you know, it's cool. All right. All right, everybody. This is the for those of you who I've given edits to. Now, there's some general, and I again, you know, you heard me earlier say I didn't have anything from Ty, and I didn't get to do Nadir's in detail. And so here's also what I observed generally, okay? And this is at the bottom of Farasha's page. And this also applies to each and every one of you in different ways so far. Again, Nadir, you can decide whether or not it applies to you based on what you wrote. If you're at the bottom, do you see where it says Bible Kisses Options?
Hold up. 1 second. I'm looking. Yes.
All the way down. Okay. All right. Couple things. What was most powerful, I don't know if you remember, when I first brought up this part of Economic Conundrum, this unit, and I asked you what you knew about Tulsa, does anybody remember what your responses were, generally?
Daddy.
Yeah. All right, your responses generally was, the place they massacred, the massacre, right? Do y'all remember that now?
Yes.
Do you remember my response?
Well, I don't remember your response, but I can, I want to guess what it was.
Okay, good, go.
For us not to focus just on the killing of us, also to focus on our success before the massacre, and also how we are rebuilding and what steps are need to be taken after the massacre happened.
Okay, your guess is really on point. Sure, Farasha, I'm sorry that you got to go, but and I understand. First, regardless of how people are reporting it, if a white person was telling another racist person would be telling this story about Tulsa, wouldn't they likely call it a massacre? Then why would you also call it a massacre? You're a writer. Words matter. I never referred to it as a massacre. It was an invasion and a fight. That's number one. Now, many of the people who are from which we get the interviews, they have been fighting for reparations. So, and if I'm fighting for reparations and have people know these atrocities so that the community can be compensated, I'm going to focus on the atrocities as well as I ought to, right? If I want the courts and the city, and the legislature to compensate us, I'm one to focus on, and as a black person, how we were mistreated and harmed and treated terribly, right? Are you with me, Jabbar? Are you listening now?
Yes, I'm listening.
Then when I say right, I need an Annie or Debbie, because okay. I can't guess when you're listening or not.
Annie.
Medasi. So, it makes sense that a number of your sources would call it massacre The white folks would call it massacre. The black people who were uncritical about it would also call it a massacre and would say that as a part of, and the interviewer would interview him about how bad it was. And it was bad. What would often be missing and what was missing in your essays, all of them that I've done so far, is the dramatization of the success. You mentioned the success, some of you, what better than others. You mentioned we had so many businesses. I got to see Allie working in a barbershop. And I had got to see Isla May running through the black businesses and getting money out of the safe, which was good in the sense that I got to see some of what we had achieved. But the drama, which would have me what I remember, okay, the drama was never in any of the making. I want you to get real clear about this. And we can do the math. Allie's ahead of you because I've had some of this conversation with her, so she may even know it right off the top of her head. But I'll see if you can beat her out. This happened in 1921. How many years?
56.
Good. That is, the question is that she answered, how many years is this since the period of our captivity ending? That is 1921. And so she said 56. So next question. How many businesses were in Tulsa?
600.
And somebody says there were hospitals and there were libraries and all manner of businesses. Do you think it would take about 20 years at least for us to, how long do you think it would take to build 600 businesses?
I would say three years?
Huh? 3-4 years?
3-4 years?
I would give us about 7-8.
I'd say 15 to 20.
Yeah, at least 20, y'all. At least 20.
But don't we have more technology and everything? Like, we have new stuff coming out.
Oh, you're talking about right now?
Yes.
It would take longer now.
Really?
Well, you see, here is the deal, y'all. To make a business such that you can pay rent, you can buy the property or rent the property to pay the electric bill, you know, to pay people, you have to build a customer base. It's not just an idea. Right?
Right.
Okay, you got to build a customer base. I don't care if you got a nightclub. If you open a nightclub today, I got a nightclub. You got to pay money for that every month. That means you have to get people from going to where they used to go to now wanting to come to your place. And that behavioral change takes time. Plus, you got to learn how to do the business. You think you know how to do the business every time you start a business?
No.
So to make a successful business takes years. It's worth it, and it takes years. Sometimes you change 2 times because you're learning, whoa, I can't do that. Oh, the market's not what I thought it was. So I need to do something different. I thought I was going to the furniture store, but the thing that I added as a side, people start going to, so I started doing that. It takes time. So a minimum of Anyway, I'll let him be. It takes time. So let's assume that to build hospitals, like y'all, think about a hospital. Think about a library where people are going to. Think about a doctor's office and a practice. So you think you can do that, have a doctor's office and a practice that people are trusting you, and you do that in 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I
do. Allie, how long has your mother been building her business?
8 years.
8 years.
You have to build clientele, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, you don't have a business until you have clientele. You have an idea. If I say I'm going to open a restaurant and I get a building and I start cooking and nobody comes, do I have a business?
Debbie?
No, I have an expense that's going to close in 30 days. I get somebody coming here buying my cupcakes because I can't keep making them and throw them in the trash can. Is your mother's business at a place where she's satisfied?
No.
Jabari, your father's been building his business. Is he at a place where he thinks it's like, okay, this is really good, this is really stable, I'm good now?
It's never stable. It's always up and down in the beginning.
Well, in the beginning, how long has he been doing it?
I'd say maybe 7 or 8 years.
Very good. So then you would assume that it's going to take another 7 or 8 years to get stable, right?
Yeah, because by then, me and my brother will be gone, and we'll be eating up all the food so they can buy less. And they won't have as many needs for us financially, so, you know.
Well, I ain't got anything to do. I mean, yeah, I hear you. What I would expect is that his clientele has grown by then.
User in your his channel timed out.
His business sense, his choices, all those things influence. My point is, y'all, if it's 56 years out of captivity, and let's say it took 20 years to build those businesses to the point there were, okay, that would be 30 years. Right, 31 years, right? So we started building those businesses 31 years after captivity, after we come out of chains. In 31 years, we've started building this place. Y'all, is that a story or what? Under duress.
Yeah.
Because it was still Jim Crow. People still weren't like, oh, we're so glad, happy to see y'all come. Oh, yes, we'll shop with you. No. Black people still were being discriminated against and not making as much money. Worse. The Klan didn't just start in 1921. And none of you decided to dramatize that struggle and success.
I need to know what you see as dramatization in this case.
Good. It's a difference between listing and dramatizing. So in your story, I can see Cassandra having to run and trying to holler to stop her brother. And there's a conflict going on between her and her brother because he left her and it's dangerous. And plus his daddy said, don't leave her. And he's got an internal struggle because he's disobeying his daddy because he's determined to get to school. That's drama. Right?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
All right. Now, if there's no dramatization, then there's no memorization. It's just a list. So the thing that was the greatest success here, the greatest success whether you're talking about Haiti, whether you're talking about Rosewood, whatever, was our building it. I'm not denigrating the impact, you know, of the invasion and the fight and the destruction. I'm saying our building coming out of captivity, coming out of, you know, you illiterate, you nothing, you don't know nothing, you know, what, you have nothing in 30 years? You begin to build this thing such that 20 years later you got all these businesses and you got this kind of community? What? And none of you chose to dramatize it. I'll give you an example. Allie was in the barbershop. Excuse me. What's your character's name, Allie?
Amina.
Amina's in the barbershop. And she hears a boom, boom, right? Goes to the window. Right, Allie?
Right.
Okay, so we're in the barbershop. She's in Tulsa, in the business, which I like. Like I said, I like that. I like Farasha had him running to the safe, running to the, you know, having to go to the safe and all that. So there was some of that, but not nearly as much as I think it could be. So in this scene, Allie has her in the barbershop. And so instead of the boom, boom right away, she just gets finishes with one person's head, and another brother comes and she says, "Come on, Mr. Freeman." And she said, "Mr. Freeman always was so slow, but he had a right to be, because Mr. Freeman was 80 some years old. He every time he sat in a chair, he always had a story. Story about captivity. A story about coming to Oklahoma when there was nobody here but rednecks and redskins on reservations. And so he sits in the chair, and just like always, he starts while I'm cutting his hair. Did I ever tell you the time about when old Charlie tried to start his business? Yeah, it was down there on the corner of Greenwood. And he just tells a little bit of the story. And the next thing she hears after he tells a little bit of the story is boom, boom. Mr. Freeman almost jumped out the chair. And so I rushed to the window, and bam. You continue with your story.
No.
What have you just put in there?
That was wonderful.
What have you just put in? You've just used that character to tell some of the story of some of the building, some of the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We had them. We had 18, we had 20, we had 600, we had so-and-so. You know, nobody's going to remember that. What was the struggle? And then one more thing that was missing. How do you tell a story of defeat in ways that inspire people to continue the war? So there was a defeat that day. We were defeated, correct? Militarily. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
And how do you tell it as a writer? You tell the story so that those people who are reading your story will want to fight even more. How do you do that?
You bring the reader close to the characters. And you add drama.
Well, I want you to watch right here on the bottom. This, what I'm saying here is summarized at the bottom of the edits after Isla Mae White, where it says, create scenes or dialogues to show the building or powerful operation of Little Africa and what that means to us. You do tell of the businesses used in playing around. The readers have no way of knowing what it took to create or sustain Little Africa. unless I missed it, none of that is dramatized in your or shown in your story. That's not just for her. That's for everybody so far. It's like our businesses just sprang up and then they just burned down. There was a struggle to build them and to maintain them just 65 years out of captivity. And that's not 65, it should be 56. And still in a hostile environment. Now, the next line is what I'm getting to. And I know it's 12:15. So I won't. Think about ancient Greece. I want y'all to do that. When you think about ancient Greece, do Greeks being defeated come to mind?
No.
No.
But they were. They were slaughtered.
Hold on. That's interesting. I never thought about it that way. We never even think about how Greece was defeated because it's not emphasized, but they love talking about how our monuments were blown up and how the noses were all chiseled off and all that stuff and how we were invaded and how many people tried to invade us and all that stuff.
Thank you. It's injected white supremacy, okay? You're learning to tell our story from the inside out. That's what this course is about. How do you tell the story from the inside out and not the outside in? When you learn of ancient Greece, it's as if they were never defeated. What do you think of? You think of this? Go ahead.
Oh, when you first said it, I thought immediately of them like just disappearing, but not like I didn't have a visual of them being destroyed. And
hello, imagine that. I wonder why, brother. Because the writers don't give you a visual of them being defeated. Even when they talk about defeat, and that's what you want to go. That's the skill I want you to have. How do we talk about whenever? So there were two things. They first of all emphasize what Greece stood for, what they did, the buildings, the accomplishments, whatever. That's something y'all completely missed. Okay. Then the next thing, and the drama around that, okay, and the glory and the power and the intrigue and all of that around that. That's one thing. Another thing is when they tell the story of the Greek battles, they have it where even in defeat, that a person is inspired. And so to get to that, there is a link here. And I want us to watch it. And I don't know, today is Monday. What do you have this afternoon?
Tweet and college and business prep.
Right.
All right. So we'll have to get to this. Do you have a study hall tomorrow? Okay, maybe not. Tell you what. Here is the assignment. Think about ancient Greece. I hope you follow me on her page. Do the Greek defeats come to mind, or the sculpture, the buildings, the culture? When the Greek wars are remembered, the bravery against the odds, even in losing causes, what was pictured? What were they defending is what is emphasized so that the reader remembers. The entire movie 300 is about See this trailer and note, why can the viewer come away with pride even in defeat? So your job, okay, is for Wednesday. You have to watch this. It's only 3 minutes and 44 seconds. This is a trailer. And I want you to watch how the writer, because before you have a movie, you have somebody writing the script, okay, or the story upon which the script is based, okay? So basically, you just got a storyteller. Doesn't matter what you're doing cinematically. I want you to study in just 3 minutes and 44 seconds, how is it that this was portrayed, this defeat was portrayed, it wasn't denied, but it was portrayed in ways that the person watching it, who identified with Greece, would be inspired. I want you to make as many notes as you can about the specific scenes, words that are said. What is it as a writer? Are you observing about this segment, 3 minutes and 44 seconds, okay, that would have this person want to have pride? Because we got to learn how to tell our story. Because when we tell it, when we starting off calling it a massacre, which is what from the outside in, and we continue to tell about the they beat us, betrayed us badly, was so terrible, and so on, so on, so, which was true, and we escaped. We're not telling the story from the inside out. We're telling it from the outside in. I'm not saying change the facts. I'm saying you're the writer portraying the story. So watch this 3 minutes and 44 seconds. And I want you to note, number one, type this in the text chat so y'all get clear about the homework. Watch the trailer. Note what the writer and storyteller does that makes you inspired as opposed to defeated and depressed. Any action that you see, cinematography, that was a written decision. Okay, so notice it. And then I want you to give me a paragraph or two or three where you are taking your hand at talking about this invasion and our fight and defeat in ways that would inspire.
All right. Can you put the link in if you haven't already?
You should be on this page. You should have been following. Everything I'm saying is summarized on the bottom of Farash's page. That's where I'm reading from.
Okay.
You can cut and paste it, put it there. Please do. Okay. So you're watching the trailer. In addition to making the revisions that I've already put out. Okay. You're watching the trailer. You're taking notes. Specific notes on how this author, the storyteller, does it. And then you are trying your hand at telling our story. In this case, I want you to pick either Tulsa or Rosewood. Either one. Okay? Let's deal with Tulsa right now. Let's stick Tulsa. And how do you tell that story? And then you give me your retelling of it where you are using some of those things that you noticed. That's due Wednesday, okay? Preferably, Tuesday night. On your page already. I want you pasting stuff on there. It's already there. And, you know, I don't want no excuses.
All right, got it.
Okay. All right, folks. Farasha, I don't know when you got back, so I don't know how much you heard. So get with your classmates if you didn't hear the thing. Kadir, it's probably going to take more than 1 to 3 paragraphs. I said 1 to 3. It's probably going to take 3 to 3 or more. But I'm not sticking to that. You just write in ways that you have something where you're beginning to use those techniques. Okay? You with me? You're using those. You can add something, but whatever you list, I want to see how you're going to try to use some of those techniques that you observed from this trailer to tell this story.
Okay.
Okay. All right, folks. Please do your revisions and please do this work. I want y'all to know that I love you. Y'all are wonderful. You each have powerful strengths. And it's, you know, me important. You are important. And your skills and your desires and your mission is important. Just want you to know that.
We love you too.
Love you more.
All right. Have a good lunch.
Peace.